Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Greg Haynes, top hired hand of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. Back with Greg in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, understand the Beef Checkoff has commissioned some research on plant-based meat alternatives and their impact on the beef industry. Tell us more.
Well, plant-based alternative proteins may be getting a lot of hype, but the reality is that consumers still love and choose beef. To fully understand alternative proteins' influence in the marketplace, as well as consumers' buying habits and perception of beef, the Beef Checkoff commissioned a research study about plant-based alternative proteins and their potential impact on beef demand. The study found real beef, is currently chosen in the marketplace about three times more often than plant-based protein alternatives. Second, beef has a good image. Consumers' perceptions of beef taste, appearance, price, and naturalness greatly exceed that of plant-based proteins. Regular meat consumers are much less likely to select a plant-based item when a beef item is available. For beef producers who want to learn more, visit drivingdemandforbeef.com.
More with Greg Haynes, Chief Executive Officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. We're turning our attention to the plan of work for fiscal year 2022 that's been approved earlier this year by the Operating Committee. Approximately $40 million or so being invested on behalf of cattle producers. What are the keys in your mind of what you're trying to do with the approximately $40 million approved by the Operating Committee?
Yeah, I think the last year and this year too going forward, sustainability has been a really key issue, and you know, now we have all the global summits, climate summits going on in Europe are finishing up, and this is definitely a big topic and a big issue, and so we're trying to really keep that forefront in the industry as well as the research and the materials and the information we're putting out. So I think that's going to be important to keep moving forward with all of that, which we will be doing. I think that continued outreach to the consumers is going to be important. We have an incredibly competitive protein market here and in, you know, around the world. We have other animal proteins. We have the plant-based meats that are very, very aggressive. And I think this is a chance to continue to push back. I mean, we've seen some really, I think, positive news as far as the demand for beef. It's the highest it's been in 30 years. So we really want to keep that momentum going. So I think a lot of these programs are geared towards that. You know, and other research projects and everything too, just to ensure that the product that we're creating is the safest, healthiest, most delicious protein out there. And I think we've been doing a good job, but we can't take our foot off the gas. You know, we got to keep going full speed with that.
Producer communications, something obviously that is not a big part, necessarily a huge part of the budget, but it's so essential. It seems that you've had to combat maybe some misconceptions or downright false information about how the checkoff operates.
Right. Yeah, I think producer communications is incredibly important. A lot of times people will be saying like, well, you're just preaching to the choir. But I look at it as really kind of, you know, your annual report or your status report to our shareholders. And every producer out there is paying into the checkoff. So they have a vested interest in this. And I think they need to know where their dollars are being used and how it's spent and the impacts that we're having. And like you say, there's been a lot of misperceptions out there. So if we're not doing this, and we've seen these misperceptions really get legs and start spreading around, and then people start believing that it's true. And that's been a huge challenge, you know, this year and the years before that. And so we're trying to be a lot more proactive and positive and aggressive as far as just getting the facts about what the checkoff is, how it works, and really try to counter these misperceptions that are out there.
Beef checkoff is not a simple checkoff. I mean, it has got a lot of moving parts. So it's vital that you keep that message out there.
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, the beef industry and the beef checkoff are incredibly complex. I mean, they're probably some of the most complex, you know, industries and programs in agriculture, you know, all around. So making sure we get that information out there is vital because, you know, you've got 890,000 producers out there. And so it's tough to reach them, but the more we can and make sure they're understanding these programs, the better. Because if we don't have the beef checkoff out there, you know, who's going to be doing this research or these promotions to help counter what the other proteins are doing? So to me, the checkoff is vital to make sure we're keeping beef center of plate.
Greg Haynes, the Chief Executive Officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board, the body that's responsible for collecting and investing the dollar head beef checkoff on behalf of U.S. cattle producers, as well as the importers that pay into the checkoff as well. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 40th annual Oklahoma Select Bull and Female Sale and Super Bull Competition, December 4th, 1 o'clock at Atoka Livestock. Featuring 70 breeding age bulls and 25 females, plus all bulls are eligible to be judged in the pens the day before the sale for the Super Bull Award. For more information, view the online catalog at www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-597-2419. That's 580-597-2419.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.